Hey, it's Aaron Hogan, Genesis driver, encouraging you to experience the difference between ordinary and extraordinary with the Genesis GV80 at Genesis of Round Rock. You'll discover bold design, advanced technology, and refined power. And this month at Genesis of Round Rock, enjoy ultra-low APR financing, just 0.49% APR for up to 48 months on select 2026 GV80 models. You heard that right, 0.49%. Get out there and see them at Genesis of Round Rock, 2201 North May Street, or explore your options online at genesisofroundrock.com. Luxury never looks so good. Welcome to Genesis.
From the 102.7 ESPN studios in Austin, Texas, this is the Jeff and Ed Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the first hour of the show here on 102.7 ESPN. It is Monday, July 13th, 2026, as telling us by our deceased Philly Chel, I'm Ed Clements, along with the former Longhorn Jeff Ward, Kyle Owen pushing all the right buttons. Jeff looking resplendent today in his cricket shirt. Yet another cricket. He's Mr. Cricket Shirt today, one of the proud sponsors of the... They sponsoring now the Jeff Ward Show, the little Jeff Ward Show?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Trying.
Okay. What about Blue Chew? Blue Chew, come aboard?
I haven't heard that yet.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to call my friend Rock Hard and tell him you're a prime candidate.
Well, you do whatever you would like. You say whatever you would like.
Rock, Jeff is a prime candidate. Hey, I want to thank you, first of all, Jeff, for being so nice Saturday night when I think my wife was in the wine a little bit.
Okay.
And that soccer game, she had so many damn questions. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you were.
I got home.
I mean,
oh,
I was.
Lord.
I really prefer to get sort of technical and strategic questions. Not questions about why is the sprinkler on.
Yeah, well, I didn't. Well, I thought that was a legitimate question because I thought there was an accident, like in Little League games and some of the sprinkler comes on.
No.
See,
it's an accident, like somebody just set the sprinkler out there. It's look out, Messi.
I didn't know. Did Kyle, did you? Well, Kyle's an expert, but I would say the average.
It's a weird thing. I mean, I just.
Yeah.
Maybe you could be a little more detailed, but. I was prompt in my responses, wasn't I?
You were very, very good.
Yeah, I was hanging out with my son and I watching the game,
so we
were into it.
But thank you, and they do have the sprinklers because they want to let players so they can slide traction on the ball.
So this is what I understand. First of all, it's great that there's no halftime show. I love that. I love that about soccer. Turn the sprinklers on, everyone shut up, and just go get a drink and come back and play. But... A few things. One of them, obviously, is they want to cool the field off. Two is they want the passes to be more crisp. They want the ball to move faster.
Mm-hmm.
They don't believe in that turf stuff.
Yeah, they don't like that turf. Yeah. Grass, baby, grass.
So there's that, and they want it to be softer because, obviously, there's you're hitting the ground a lot, and there's a lot of sliding and stuff like that. I mean, there may be some other expert out there, but that's what I understand the strategy is behind it. And I see that at every grass team.
Yeah.
They do it in football, too.
What football? Oh, and
when they play on grass, there's just not very many grass fields. I think they do.
What do you mean they're doing football? I've never seen that happen.
Yeah.
Oh, that's baloney.
Yeah.
No. I have never, ever seen the sprinklers come on during a football game.
They don't come on during the game.
I know, but I've never seen that happen during a football game.
Well, one problem is they have halftime shows.
That's not a problem,
man.
It is
a problem.
I love the Texas Longhorn band, the show band.
So that was the question you asked. Then you ask, then he's asking other. None of it had to do with strategy, the game itself. I tried to explain to you about notice how teams defend, like how many red shirts are in the penalty area. They're too deep. They're too deep. They're going to give up a goal that way. And then you ask things like, wait, what was the one? Why are there so many black players playing for Switzerland?
Yeah.
This is the kind of questions I'm getting.
Well, I did because I looked it up, and I just wanted to know because the racial makeup of the great country of Switzerland, there are 2% of blacks in Switzerland. And it was disproportionately, I thought, with a team. And you informed me, and I didn't know this, that they recruit players from the African countries. And when they come here and they make the teams, they become Swiss citizens. Very informative, very quick. Thank you so much.
Well, they also have parents that... One of the parents may be African.
Oh, sure. That's what I told my wife, too. Yeah.
So, yes. France has colonized some African countries.
Yeah, they have.
I don't know that about Switzerland. I don't know what to say
about
that.
No, they've never colonized anything. Good Lord, no.
They don't need to. They don't want to.
No, they don't want to.
Don't you love peanuts?
Yeah, I do. They're perfectly content.
Yeah.
I think it sucks that Switzerland lost.
Jeff, I don't get that call. The second yellow card for that dude.
All right.
I don't get it.
No, I know. Let me set it up. Because it's... First of all, in the World Cup, the use of video is out of control.
Okay.
We've poisoned the sport. We Americans. We've turned it into a four-quarter sport, and now we're obsessed with... The sport is now obsessed with video to the point that it's a pain in the ass. A lot of players, a lot of coaches, too, and I guess American... You know, this. I think this is all done to appease the American fan, and it's working because the viewership is better than it's ever been.
No, it didn't work for me because I thought, man, these officials and the FIFA's in the tank for Argentina. I equated it, just imagine this, sports fans, college football game, and they have replay for a pass interference, and it's obviously a pass interference. You're going, yeah, the replay shows, and then the referees come back and go, of ruling on the field, personal foul against the receiver. First down.
It's true.
It was shocking.
Well, the intent of one of the things they've tried to do, and this is what hurts soccer to a lot of people, not just Americans, but all over the world. The flopping, just like you complain about flopping in basketball, is a problem. The thing is that replay is relatively new to soccer because it was always believed that the referee can make mistakes. He's a part of the game. It's just kind of the way it is. In the game, when you watch it on TV, you have no clue how fast everything is happening. Yeah. Guys are running into each other at high rates of speed.
Breakneck speeds.
But one of the things that the goal of the World Cup, they said was, and I agree with this, guys trying to buy fouls, flopping, they're going to look at it on review and turn it around and caution that player. Caution would be the same thing as getting a flagrant foul. You have two flagrant fouls, you're gone. So the Swiss player... And the Argentines play a pretty scrappy, dirty brand of soccer. They will stick their head in there, and they're not afraid of collisions. Swiss guy, the game, I don't even know what the score was at the time. Was it 1-1?
It was 1-1 then.
Yeah. Really good game, and Switzerland started to control the game.
Yeah.
And so he's running down with the ball. It looks like he gets clipped from behind. Referee runs over, cautions the Argentine player. Then they go on and play. You can tell he gets a call in his headset. He runs over, turns the whole thing around and cautions the Swiss player and kicks him out of the game. They lose.
Yeah.
Because of that.
10 versus 11. And, the rest of the game was on the Argentines trying to kick it in the goal. It never went to the other side, hardly. Never hardly did.
I try to give you some strategy. That they're sitting too deep defensively. They're gassed. They're finished.
Mm-hmm.
But, so the intent, you know, here's a way to look at rules, I guess. If the rule is you flop, you get cautioned. He did. It just so happened that he'd already drawn a caution, a yellow card for a previous foul, so you get two of those, you're out, and he killed him.
Oh.
And Argentina is now in the Battle of the Falkland Islands because of it.
That's right. England versus Argentina. That's pretty cute. That's good. Did you think about that?
It just came to me,
Falkland Islands. Big war dominated by Maggie Thatcher.
Didn't it last about 4 minutes?
Probably, maybe a little longer, 24 hours. The lineup, France versus España, Spain tomorrow, 2 o'clock in Dallas at Jerry World, in Arlington, really, at Jerry World.
Good thing they'll have hydration breaks in the air conditioning.
That's exactly right. You need that. So that game is Tuesday at 2, and then Wednesday at 2, it is England versus Argentina from Atlanta, another indoor stadium with grass. We wish both these games were at night, to tell you the truth. We really wish they were.
Well, they are if you lived elsewhere in the world.
Well, I don't live elsewhere in the world, fool.
Well,
I live here in Austin, Texas.
I know, but...
We dictate. RTV. Fox News.
But if I was selling ads for Fox, I would want... the biggest viewership in the world, period. Don't you think 8 p.m. in Europe would be the bigger viewership?
They don't buy the stuff we have over here. They don't buy cars from Covert. They don't buy roofs from Jamar Roofing.
Huh.
Not over there in Europa. They don't do that.
Wow. You mean they don't have Google and stuff like that?
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
But that's why it is what it is. But, yeah, I mean, Argentina has not beaten a team in the top 15, and they are living beyond
On the edge. On the edge, man. They've been doing that this whole tournament, on the edge.
While you were doing immigration or whatever, the Argentina...
We're talking Lindsey Graham talk over there.
Okay.
You know, they appointed his sister to fill the seat for the rest. What a great tribute. I thought, you know, for a great leader being mean and a bully most of the time, I thought that was an unbelievable gesture to encourage the South Carolina governor to appoint Lindsey Graham's sister. I thought that was a wonderful gesture.
Okay.
So I applaud you, great leader, President Trump. Great job.
So, I'll let that go. But, Argentina, Egypt broke the internet. It is the most Googled search. The most searched item is Argentina versus Egypt of all time.
And the Egyptian coach is still bitching.
Oh, yeah, no, he's still flipping.
They stole it. I'm not going back to the Cairo till we get back on the field.
But, I mean, look, you now can sort of pick up on how the rest of the world has lived with FIFA a long time. And to them, it's a corrupt operation. Yeah. Well, it was corrupt for us already.
Mm-hmm.
So they have very good reason to be worried and upset that it looks like the fix is in.
Oh, it seems, it, yeah. Yeah.
The bombs may fall if it happens to England.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the Falcon Eye, I mean, they'll go to war.
Oh, yeah.
They're ready to go.
That was a great game. I watched it down at Dirty's.
Falcon Islands now?
Pardon me?
The Brits have the Falcon Islands?
I don't know who runs. I'll have to Google it.
Does it really matter?
That doesn't really matter.
I mean, does it really matter?
It's about as big as Cedar Park.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Or smaller than Cedar Park. But I thought the England-Argentina match with Norway was very, very good.
Yeah, it was. This is pretty interesting.
You see the singing fans, English louts. There'll be no blanking Roy in New York. There'll be no blanking Roy in New York.
So I think this is Jude Bellingham, who is just become a rock star for England. Interesting guy, interesting story. Yeah, he's been in a professional club since he was 9.
Wow. 9?
9. They bought his rights when he was 9. In Birmingham, I believe.
Alabama?
Yeah.
Oh, Birmingham.
Yeah, that's right. The great soccer club in Birmingham. Yes. Young black
guy. Hey, boy, you want to play a little soccer?
Young black guy playing soccer
in
Birmingham.
Play a little soccer.
So, this is pretty funny. He's winning a lot. The Brits are falling in love with this guy because he's got an edge to him. First of all, I would argue he's got to be the fittest player in the tournament. I've never seen anybody cover the ground this guy's covering, and he's doing it in Miami.
Oh, gosh.
When it's 95% humidity.
Yeah. When I was listening on the way to Dirty's, I was listening to the soccer announcers, and they go, it is currently 62 in Oslo and 69 in London right now.
Right.
And it's hot as biscuits here in Miami Beach.
So he takes a shot at his own coach.
The manager's actually not very happy. He said he was disappointed with the performance. There could have been more in many different ways.
Whatever.
Yeah, I think he obviously believes there could be more from the team.
Yeah, it's difficult out there. It's difficult. It's a tough shift. All the players have put in a very tough shift. So my thoughts and appreciation goes to the players who's out there who put in a great shift yet again.
Yeah, whatever. Bloody hell. Stick it where the sun don't shine.
If you ever wanted to know that it's a blue-collar sport and the rest of the world not here, he calls it a shift.
The shift.
That's what they say.
The shift.
Now, it's work. But, I mean, I don't even know how true that is, that the English coach, they didn't play all that well. I mean, neither did Norway, for that matter, because they're dead. You know, what he tried to say is, look, we're dead tired, man.
Mm-hmm. It's been a long tournament for them, yeah. Intense
4 p.m.
battles.
In Miami.
Yeah.
It pretty much wasted your Norwegian man.
Oh,
he did nothing. He was a non-factor.
Oh, he really was late. They took him out late.
They subbed him off.
Yeah.
I don't know what was up with him, but he was non-existent. I don't even know how many times he touched the ball.
Yeah. Big tree, fall hard. Go ahead and eat the rest of those peanuts out of water.
Thanks.
Yeah,
I'm hungry.
But yeah, it was an interesting weekend. But
you're getting into it, man.
I really am.
I mean, you're all over this.
Oh, I am. I'm going to miss, I'm not working tomorrow. I'm not working tomorrow. I'm having...
Just so you can watch the game?
I'm having...
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I know. Damn it.
More cuts.
More cuts. So... But no, I'll watch it tomorrow, but I'll miss the first hour of the England-Argentina talking about...
Anesthesia?
And they'll shoot up my face, yeah.
Okay.
And then they start removing...
You're not going to have full anesthesia.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, but they just hurts like son of a gun when they... Neek! Yeah.
Mm. I mean, I would like England to win.
I would, too. I'd like to see the Three Lions win.
England-France would be pretty
Oh,
pretty
my
epic.
Lord. That would be really
pretty
epic.
Pretty epic. But, the Argentina coach, who I do like, he walks in the news conference, and through a translator, he said, don't even start. This game is about football. Mm. Because, of course, there's bad blood there. Mm. There's history between those two countries that go beyond fighting of the Falkland Islands. It goes back to England, who has just lived and died on their missed opportunities. It goes way back before replay when they lost by what's called the hand of God. They're
okay,
still upset about
that. What is that, the hand?
It is a play where the ball...
And what year is this?
78, maybe?
Okay. The hand of God.
Yeah.
And they last won in 60, maybe?
66.
66, England.
And okay. So they've had a rough time with Argentina anyway, and so they're playing, I believe it was in Mexico City. It may have been 86. Yeah, it may have been 86. Ball is served in. Diego Maradona, plays for Argentina, jumps up. It looks as if he's headed the ball in the goal.
Uh-huh.
He reaches up with his fist and punches it in.
He does like the Mario jump.
Yeah. And so, forever, it's been called the hand of God.
The hand of God.
So they lost that way, and they've yet
he
to...
He indeed did punch it with his fist.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Yeah.
Well, of course, they had no instant replay.
They had no replay.
Yeah.
But it even looked kind of weird in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But you see the goalkeeper has his hands trying to punch the ball away, so you can't really notice that he pushes a hand up and punches it in himself.
Uh-huh.
And then, they've yet to recover from that. Plus, but the Argentina coach... repeatedly said, listen, this is just about soccer. Don't even start that stuff. Because I think probably to the players and the coaches it is, but to the rest of the two countries, it's bigger than that.
The United Kingdom governs the Falkland Islands, Jeff, as a self-governing British overseas territory. While the local government manage internal affairs, the UK handles defense and foreign policy. Argentina also claims sovereignty over the islands, which they refer to as the Islas Malvinas. So, they're still claiming.
Let's hear you translate that. What does that mean?
I don't know. That's what just so they call it. Yeah. And it's off the coast of Argentina.
And the purpose is what again? I remember when they went to war.
Yeah.
Half an hour they were at war, and I can't remember why.
Two islands, West Falkland and East Falkland Island.
I thought that's where people got bogus medical degrees. Am I thinking of somewhere else?
That's Guadalajara.
Well, that's
Guadalajara.
That's a city.
Well, that's where they get the medical degrees.
Well, if Argentina beats them, the Jets are going there again.
Think so? Bombing away?
Yeah, they're going to go bombing. Someone's going to get bombed.
Jeff, the Falklands War started April 2nd, 1982, when Argentina's ruling military junta invaded and occupied the Falkland Islands, a British overseas territory in the South Atlantic. The surprise invasion was triggered by a political and territorial crisis fueled by two main factors, domestic distraction and perceived British weakness. Oh, they get that wrong. Yeah.
The Iron Lady said, nope, here goes.
Here goes. Let's go, mates. Yep. Let's go. Didn't last very long.
Well, it's good drama. I mean, international soccer is like college football. The bluest of blue bloods are all in the championship.
255 British military personnel were killed during the Falklands War. Yeah, sad.
Wow.
123 Army, 88 Navy, 27 Marines.
Okay.
Yeah. Bloody heck.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see how long it lasted. You said how many seconds?
I thought it was half an hour or something, but I didn't even know it was still a thing.
The British were vastly outnumbered on April 2nd. 16 Argentine commandos to 57 Royal Marines, all forced to surrender.
I think there's never been a time when more of the world has wanted England to win.
Mm-hmm.
There is the belief that the fix is in.
Well, the HMS Sheffield had been sunk. Then they had Operation Black Buck.
Jeez.
On May 2nd, the British task force reached the Falkland Islands. The RAF launched their opening attack on Port Stanley Airport using Vulcan bombers covering 8,000 miles. The Black Buck raids and were the longest-range bombing raids in the history at that time. Huge losses incurred. Casualties from both sides were to follow. On May 4th, HMS Sheffield became the first British warship lost since WW2 hit by a missile.
Hey, Kyle, let's debate the arson charge. All right. Hit the audio.
Arson charge? What are we talking about?
Let's debate whether or not... whether or not this should be and is technically arson.
A man admitted he set his own genitals on fire. Police say Christopher Pettin of Fort Wayne first told them he'd been stabbed. Later, police say he admitted to cutting off his genitals in the garage of his mother's home. The 36-year-old then reportedly told authorities he poured gasoline on the dismembered organ and set it on fire. Our sister station in Indianapolis reports that he is now facing a charge of arson.
He set his own tallywhacker on fire?
Mm.
Or he cut it off? What I need, I was... both.
Both.
Oh, boy.
I don't see how that's arson.
Well, if you knowingly set it afire, Jeff, that's arson.
It's your own, man. It's not somebody else's. He didn't set somebody else's package on fire. Mm. Is his name really Pettin? Is that fake? Could that story be fake? What's the Ron Burgundy outlet there? Is that NBC?
Yeah, Chicago NBC. His name is Christopher Pettin.
No, it can't be Pettin.
From Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Man told police he doused his genitalia in gasoline after cutting them off and set him on fire in his mother's garage. So it's not his garage, it was mother's garage.
But did he burn the garage down? He just set fire to himself. Well... not even to himself, formerly himself.
Mm-mm. Oh,
how do you survive that? Like, how does Chris have the energy to then set up a fire?
Mm-mm. The energy after, well, he might have set the fire, then cut off his he cut off the genitalia first?
That's what it said, and that's what Ron Burgundy said.
$10,000 bond.
Why? Why is he? Why are we imprisoning him?
He used the genitalia to start the fire.
Hmm. I don't know how that works.
I don't know.
I don't want to ask that.
Well, what you do, Jeff?
It's not arson.
It is arson.
No.
He was not in his own abode. He was in his mother's abode.
How big a fire was it?
Well.
Oh, gosh. Gosh.
He also dabbled in weekend porn.
Oh, please.
I don't know,
I mean,
but that's
that would be a huge loss of blood. I don't know how Chris is upright to start the fire.
I would better bet, Jeff.
Let's hear it.
He was on drugs. He was in such a state where he probably didn't feel the pain. Probably put some type of towel over his...
Mother's mom is yelling out, Chris, dinner's almost ready, and he's in the garage.
Meatloaf, Mom! She said, not meatloaf. Salisbury steak. Oh,
I don't think we're well served to put Chris in jail.
Pardon me?
I said it. I don't think we are, taxpayers are well served to put Chris Pettin,
I would respect
who burned his penis, in jail.
Let me just say, I'm a law and order guy, and you apparently are just like our Austin DA. You want them all out. I don't. This man put the whole neighborhood in danger. By lighting his penis.
You don't know that.
Well, they had a fire, Jeff.
It was a fire, his own fire of his own stuff.
Genitalia.
Yeah.
It could have spread like crazy.
It could have, but it didn't.
Well, because...
it's not like he's running around to the neighbor's front door and setting it on fire. He's... I'm not saying he doesn't have issues. Obviously.
You won't have that insight anywhere else. My psychologist. I believe he's got issues.
I don't know that he's committed arson. That's all.
Well, I would probably...
If you cut off your own finger and you go, what's this, Jeff? And you got a little some matches, you set it on fire. I don't know how that's arson. That's all. I just don't know that Chris is going to be okay. I don't think it's a great idea to put him in jail.
The incident occurred May 6th in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Christopher Pedden, arrested and charged with felony arson.
Yeah, felony.
He used a kitchen knife to sever his genitalia in the garage. He allegedly doused the severed genitalia with gasoline from a red container and set fire using four lighters. Wow. Family members initially reported him missing to first responders while officers attended the...
How do you not know? See, that's my point. There can't be that big of a fire. They didn't know if Chris was in there doing that. They reported him missing.
That's what you call a hot dog. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well.
Well.
I don't want to pay for him to be in jail.
Sadly, there's no reattachment possible because I'm not sure.
Go ahead.
I'm not sure.
What do you mean you're not sure?
I'm not sure what condition the genitalia was when they...
Well, yeah. He set it on fire.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's done. You're about to ask, could there be a reattachment?
Yes.
Why don't you bring that up to your dermatologist tomorrow? Hey, you guys put me under, I was really curious about this. Can you reattach the penis for Pedden?
Yeah, he lit it on fire.
No, I think that's it. It's over. I just don't know how you survive from... I don't know how long you can survive.
Well, you'd have to put a bandage or a towel because that would be bleeding profusely.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But why would you have a bandage or a towel if you've gone that far to go ahead and set...
Sounds like the man didn't want to live.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't think you applied a band-aid.
Yeah.
Don't put it.
Hey, Mom, you got a Band-Aid? I just cut off my genitalia. Oh, you don't? I'm setting the house on fire.
No, I'm setting it on fire.
Meatloaf? Not me. Okay. Setting the house on fire.
Oh, man. I don't think you should go to jail.
Well, you are soft on crime.
I mean, I don't know what crime. Look, I don't think anybody should hurt. Here's my political and legal philosophy. Don't hurt people and don't take their stuff.
We've got to take a break.
Who does hurt?
He could have burned down his mama's house.
I think he just wanted roasted wieners for dinner.
Kyle and ladies and gentlemen, we'll be at the Elephant Room later this week.
Wow.
The Velveeta Room, the Elephant Room, the Austin Comedy Club.
Kyle's been holding that one back for like 20 minutes. Yeah. He's been waiting to jump on that mic and say, I've got the material.
Excellent, my boy. Yeah. That's quick-witted.
I've got the material.
Okay, back with more. 1027 ESPN after this.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 1027 ESPN.
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
Sometimes kids play with pretend guns. It's up to us to make sure they don't play with real ones. Keep yours stored locked and unloaded. Learn more at nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Jeff and Ed Show on 1027 ESPN.
Hey, back on the show, Ed Clements and Jeff Ward, and the very humorous Kyle Owen making the quips heard around the world.
He's getting nothing else today, Kyle. You got that one, and it's just, I leave it at that. It's a one-off.
What are the texters saying today? I think there's some texters talking about.
Oh, that's awful. It's just awful behavior. I mean, Kyle tried to be funny and cute. They're demented. ESPN ranks the 10 best quarterbacks. They ranked every single position in the NFL.
Oh, good gosh.
Yeah, it's...
It's now the long, hot days of summer. There's no baseball. They've got the All-Star game, that goofball. I think it's goofball home run derby.
Yeah.
It was fun about
Netflix
20 years
ago. Netflix has taken over that. But, and so this was done by coaches and general managers. So, only thing people care about would be quarterbacks. Name the five, go.
Jeff, I'm glad you asked that question. The top five quarterbacks in the National Football League. Josh Allen, the Buffalo Bills.
You've seen this.
No, I have not.
Yeah.
This is all new to me. This is this reporter's impression.
All right, let's hear it.
Josh Allen, Buffalo Bills, Joe Burrow, Cincinnati Bengals.
Wow.
Lamar Jackson, Baltimore Ravens. Let's see on the hit parade, Jeff. Matthew Stafford, the Los Angeles Rams. Those are my top four right there.
All right. You're not that far off. Josh Allen is number one. Last year, he was number two. Here's the funny thing. Josh Allen's going to end his career. He's not going to have a Super Bowl.
That's sad. I think you may be right. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I know we do it every year. This is it for him and the Bills, but this feels like this is it for him and the Bills.
Talking about the window, it's closing, opening, closing, opening, closing.
Yeah. But I do agree with this. Like one of the general managers said, he says, you live and die with him. You can't get mad at him because he won a lot of games with a similar style, and he was so good. He might be, there's a quote here that says, the most singularly unstoppable player at his position. He might be, there may not be a team, and I can think of, that relies more on one player in the last 25 years than the Bills and him.
Oh, Jeff, that's a pretty broad statement. I think you have to look back at the Kansas City Chiefs have really relied on Patrick Mahomes to make magic happen.
No.
Make a little magic.
No.
You know, I think most NFL teams have that. I think no to that. I think Tom Brady was another guy, even though they had some success when Tom went down. But no, I think I think you're probably right. They depend on him more because he, as he goes, good Lord.
Yeah, I mean, nothing else happens.
No.
I don't know how long the guy can do the Superman thing. Here's my argument about the Chiefs. The Chiefs won a Super Bowl, the last Super Bowl, scoring only 23 points a game. Their most important player, other than Patrick Mahomes, would have been, what's the defensive tackle? Chris Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Their defense won them that Super Bowl. That's why I would scream no at you repeatedly.
Well, I think in that Super Bowl, they did. And quite frankly, they did.
Okay.
But I think Patrick Mahomes pulled rabbits out of his hat for so long. And I just think like every NFL team, I could say that for the Cowboys. The Cowboys defended on Dak Prescott. When Dak Prescott goes down, the Cowboys go under.
Well, any team with a quarterback is going to go under. All right, so Mahomes was number two. Matthew Stafford was number three. Last year, he was number six. It is a Super Bowl or it is a bust for Matthew Stafford and the LA Rams. That's it. There is no gray area. There's no almost. It is you need to hold a trophy or it's been a bust.
And Aaron Donald has not signed yet, but I know he's working out.
He's
working out.
Number four is Joe Burrow, who...
He may be another player. He went to a Super Bowl and lost a Super Bowl.
May never get one.
He may never go back.
Not if he's staying there.
Yeah.
No. I think Joe Burrow somehow, some way tries to blow his time there up. Mm-hmm. I don't know how yet. He's number four. Lamar Jackson is five. I think that window is just about shut. Not in his talent, but about them winning one.
Well, I would disagree with that. I'll bet.
Okay.
I'll bet because I think they've got
The Ravens, I've got the field.
No, I didn't say that. I just think with that new infusion of leadership there, with Harbaugh going to New York with the Giants, I think you're going to see a different type of Raven team. You really are.
Do you want to pick them to win the Super Bowl?
No, I'll pick them to win their division right now, here and now, on this July 13th.
You went way out there with that one.
Yeah.
Number six is a man that is accused of bringing COVID, of assassinating John Kennedy, of ruining everything for everybody. But somehow general managers in the NFL think he's the sixth
Aaron
best.
Aaron Rodgers?
Dak Prescott.
Oh, Dak. What's Dak Prescott with COVID? What are you talking
about?
You
know, Cowboys fans blame him for everything. They think he... I didn't mean that literally.
A little dramatic. Yeah, I thought you were talking about Aaron Rodgers about COVID.
No, Aaron Rodgers, number six quarterback in the NFL? You got to be kidding me.
I have a question. Do you think because of Mahomes and Brady, we're going to have a whole generation of great quarterbacks that never get a Super Bowl?
Well, Dan Marino's the most one in my lifetime, Kyle.
I mean, yes.
Yeah.
Because the position is better than it's ever been.
Yes.
There's more great quarterbacks.
Bigger, stronger, faster, the whole gamut.
Well, I'm not going to say great. There's probably never been, I can go through this list of 10, and you're going to say all those guys are really good. I don't think 5, 10, 15 years ago, you could say there are 10 to 12 great quarterbacks. There are probably 4 or 5, and they were defined by whether they got a Super Bowl. So, yeah, I think there's going to be fewer. Joe Burrow is going to, if he's healthy, Joe Burrow is going to be Dan Marino 2.0.
Mm.
Great, great passer. Not just good, great.
See, I don't think Josh Allen is ever leaving Buffalo.
I agree.
Joe Burrow could leave Cincinnati.
How?
Yeah. Well, he could just say, I'm not playing here, do something, and then...
They own him.
I know.
He took that deal. Remember, he got his house robbed, and a bikini model was there, and...
She was head of security.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think Dak Prescott's not going to win a Super Bowl.
Oh, you want to make a bet? He's not going to win a Super Bowl.
No.
God, I hope I'm wrong. Wouldn't that be great on July 13th? Flag this tape just in case I'm
Do
wrong.
Do it. Please. Say it. Just in case.
Just in case I'm wrong.
Are you, you're saying that he will win one?
No. Have to be the flukiest of flukiest things.
And when would that happen?
Well, I'm thinking this year.
This year?
Yeah.
The Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl this year?
No, I'm not saying that, but I think...
this is their best chance?
Yeah, with the better defense, and they've got the two wide receivers. They've got a capable quarterback. They're a better team. I don't know. George Pickens, by the way, was in town today, I think, or yesterday. Bob Ballou posted something from KI. He's doing some clinic.
Well, Dak Prescott, George Pickens, and CeeDee Lamb are not their problem.
They don't play defense, do they?
Tackling people is their problem.
Yeah.
They don't tackle at all. He's 6, which is higher than what I would have thought. Then I think it gets kind of weird and interesting. Justin Herbert is number 7.
Justin Herbert is still a work in progress. I'm not so sure. I would put Baker in front of Justin Herbert. Put Trevor Lawrence in front of Herbert.
Maybe. But Baker Mayfield, yeah. Drake May is number 8. Seems a little early for that.
That seems awfully high for Drake May. That's like putting Bo Nix up there. By the way, did you see Baker yesterday at the American Dancing. Century?
Yes.
He was taking shots and drinking
shotgun
and beer. Yeah. Yeah, he was playing with the head coach of the Vikings and Trevor Lawrence, and it showed him after his shot, he went to the stands and we gave him a shot and he's drinking a beer.
Number 9 is Jared Goff.
Once was great.
That window's closed. I mean, how many of these guys you can say right now that guy's not going to win a Super Bowl? Jared Goff, yes or no?
No.
All
he
right.
will not.
Justin Herbert, yes or no?
Yeah, I think he still have a chance because I've always liked the Chargers and they're a couple of players away and just they got to get
Prescott,
back.
Yes or no?
No.
Okay,
it's easy.
Joe Burrow, we've decided.
No, not
Lamar
on
Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
You think he wins one?
Yeah.
Better happen fast.
Oh yeah, yeah.
All right. And then number 10, it's kind of weird to me. Caleb Williams.
Boy, after one shining year moment.
Here's a stat that is pretty alarming. And
alarming good or alarming bad?
Kind of alarming bad, but is what makes him so exciting. He has a 20.2% off-target rate.
Mm.
In other words, the ball's not close. 20% of the time. That was 37 out of 38 quarterbacks.
That's the Justin Fields fact. That's like Justin Fields.
I've heard him defend this because he says he throws the ball away more than anybody else in the league by a long shot.
Why?
Instead of throwing it and
getting
yeah,
sacked.
No, I get that, but he's such a good athlete, he wouldn't get sacked that much. He might be the most talented of those top 10 guys. Nah, I guess Josh.
That's just what his defense was
because of
that. Because people have gone to him about that, and he said, it's because I throw the ball away more than anybody else.
Okay, I'm not buying that. But you know who else I bet has a high, what's it called, the stat? I don't even know if they keep this in college. Off target, I bet you Arch Manning does.
Early Arch Manning, not now Arch Manning.
Those don't count?
Well, no, he was not very good. you look back at his first pass against Ohio State last year. Remember that?
Oh, gosh.
Guy was naked.
Oh, gosh.
Threw it at his feet.
Oh, gosh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, they weren't just off. They were.
Yeah.
Like, not even in the ballpark.
But that didn't happen against Michigan.
No way, Jose. Okay.
Coached by whom?
Biff Pogge. The legendary Biff Pogge, who's now the lifeguard at Mackinac Island in Michigan this summer. Old Biff.
Michigan had about 12 players.
Yeah.
They had to play both ways.
Come on, guys. Let's win this for Bo Schembechler. Who'll be Bo Schembechler?
I mean, they had to play both ways. I don't know yet. I'm not. Caleb Williams is worth the money, obviously. He's a spectacular player. The great arm, all that stuff. There's not, I mean, he and Josh Allen might be the most freakish players at the position. But I don't know that I'm quite buying that he misses that often because he's doing it on purpose.
On that list, there's no mention of your once favorite quarterback for your once favorite franchise from the black and blue division, Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers.
No, there's no, in the top 10, there's also no Baker Mayfield, which I think is, I mean, I think for most of last year, he was one of the 10 best quarterbacks in the league. In fact, he's sort of like Josh Allen. He's carrying that team by himself.
He lost Mike Evans this year.
He's carrying that team by himself. They really weren't very good without him.
What's his name still as coach? Deer in the headlight, man?
Oh, gosh. The guy never says anything?
Yeah, he's got the hottest seat, I think, in the NFL this year.
No, he's done. Because they don't, I mean, outside of Baker Mayfield, what do they have?
Was that your friend who cut off his own penis? He probably looked like him, huh? He has no expression. Wait. He could be in a hurry.
The story is now circled back to, it's my friend cut off his penis?
Your friend.
I see,
your friend from Indiana who cut off his penis and lit it.
Yeah, I'll show you the text conversation we had that afternoon before he cut off his penis.
Did he ask him questions about which of the soccer players?
He just said he had a bad date the night before and said, the heck with it. And I said, what's up? Cutting off my penis.
But what I'm saying, he probably had the expression like, what's the coach at Tampa Bay? The guy that's expressionless. He could be...
Todd Bowles.
He could be facing the Chinese army to the left and the Russians to his right. He'd have that same look like.
The stadium could be on fire and he would never change expression.
Nothing bothers me.
And he never would say anything.
Yeah. Nothing bothers me.
Is he the first coach fired next year? Who's the first coach fired in the NFL next year? Go.
I hate to say it.
Don't say Schottenheimer.
No, Dan Campbell.
Oh, wow.
I hate to say that.
I don't know if he'd be really the first one. Yeah. They may let him finish the season if he's going to get fired.
Wow, that's an interesting take. Huh.
I think he will.
You think he's first up? Oh, boy. Yeah.
Yeah, I just hate that because talk about a guy who was on the lip of the cup. They were a quarter and 2 minutes away from a Super Bowl, and he just went stupid.
He gets fired before Todd Bowles. There's really not that many coaches that get fired next year because
they're all so damn new.
They all just took over new jobs.
Yeah.
I mean, what do we have, 6 or 7 get fired the year before?
Yeah.
The turnover's too high. I mean, you can't fire the guy in Cleveland yet. He'll get fired in 2 years.
No. You can't fire the Jet coach. I'm sorry. Yeah. He's out. Yeah, the former Detroit Lion.
He's fired by August 1st.
His brother's Austin
AISD. He's fired already.
Yeah.
He's fired already. And thankfully, he'll be fired. It'll be like that's one of the few times the whole league goes, thank you. Get that poor man out of there.
He is age.
Yeah.
You know, Aaron Glenn has aged so much, the great Aggie player.
And, yeah.
His brother's the AISD school athletic director.
Yeah,
yeah. He will say thank you.
I mean, Robert Saleh looked like Rumpelstiltskin by December that year. Yeah, he's done.
He's the number one.
He's number
God
one.
Love him.
Yeah, poor guy. He's number one.
Who's going to be our quarterback? Geno? Okay.
Yeah. Whatever.
Honey, pack the house.
I bet you they've. I bet they're on Zillow all the time. I bet they've already sold it. He's going to live in a hotel for a while, just until he can get fired. He's got to do the Robert Saleh thing, where you have to go to treatment for a while, detox, you have to get over the trauma of coaching the Jets.
All right, we got to take another
first.
Break.
Dan King, Dan Campbell second.
I hate to say that because I like Dan Campbell.
I like him so much.
What is R.C. So I like R.C. Slocum. R.C. Slocum.
What does that have to do with
it?
What does that have to do with Dan Campbell?
R.C. told me one time he's a great young man and. I think if things would have fallen, he would have been head coach at A&M.
Would that have been better or worse for the Aggies?
Better.
No. No.
I think he's a... I don't know. I don't know. Elko.
Depends on when you slot him in. I mean, better than Jimbo, probably, but...
Yeah, better than Jimbo. Okay. Jimbo was a fraud.
Would they be better off with Texas A&M... be better off right now with Dan Campbell or with the giant-shirted Mike Elko?
I'm with all due respects to the big moo-moo wearing Mike Elko, I would say Dan Campbell.
I don't think so.
I don't either. I mean, I just that fourth and seven stuff is borrowed time.
Everybody does that in college football, Jeff.
Does Mike Elko do that?
No.
I don't feel like
he does.
You
don't think he does? Well, he damn sure should have done it against Miami.
Tried something. Yeah, exactly.
That last play against Miami, Kyle. Let's throw it into the 15th row at Kyle Field.
Yeah. Oof. Is he doesn't seem like a fourth and seven guy, psycho fourth and seven.
He doesn't call offensive plays, though.
Oh, okay.
It was Colin Klein. He's at Kansas State now. He calls the defense.
Yeah.
Elko does.
Well, that defense is good for the Aggies. Well,
it was.
Did you see
the one? What do you mean the one? Well, you see the one in Austin, where they parted the sea?
I retract that statement.
Said it. Yeah. Well, let's watch Arch Manning have a track meet. Go, Arch. Go.
Remember when Arch threw that duck hop?
Yeah.
Oh, buddy, good catch it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm kind of with Kyle on this. I don't like. What's the upside to having Dan Campbell at A&M? What is it? You got money. Yeah. All that matters is you buy players. So
he called plays last year, though. Campbell called. Remember, he took some plays.
Yeah, how'd that
he
work
lost
out?
All this. Ben Johnson goes to the Bears.
Right.
Aaron Glenn goes to the Jets. Yeah, it didn't work out very well. Okay, we've got to take a break. After this break, more on the Monday edition here at 1027 ESPN.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 1027 ESPN.
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
Sometimes kids play with pretend guns. It's up to us to make sure they don't play with real ones. Keep yours stored locked and unloaded. Learn more at nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nfamily fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Check out the podcast page at 1027ESPN.com. Now back to the Jeff and Ed Show.
Okay, we be back on this Monday afternoon here on 1027 ESPN. I'm interested on that quarterback list. Was Sam Darnold on that list, the Super Bowl winning quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks?
No, he was not.
No. Wow.
Nor should he be.
What?
Yeah. He's not one of the 10 best quarterbacks in the NFL.
He damn sure was last year.
No, he wasn't. He was on the best defense in the NFL.
He was the field general.
Right. He kept the game between the lines.
Yeah.
Right, that's all.
He also wasn't the offensive player that won the Super Bowl MVP.
Gee, are you hard asses over here?
What are you talking about? What's wrong with
Sam,
that?
Sam, for me, Ed Clements, I'm sorry. I'm working with two guys who must love Drew Locke, the backup quarterback I love.
Golly.
Gee whiz.
No, I mean, Sam Darnold is exactly what the Seahawks need, who, by the way, were the team in the league that went for fourth down the least.
There was also a quarterback we talked about who never won it. Phillip Rivers never won a Super Bowl. Did you know if he owns the? And I was on one of the machines today. I was working out. Do you know he owns the record for consecutive passes in a game?
Completed, I assume.
He completed consecutive. Guess how many it was?
26.
That's very good. It's 25.
Yeah.
25 consecutive passes. I thought that was phenomenal stats for Phil Rivers. Thought it was phenomenal.
Maybe he should come back again.
Yeah. So weighing in at 275.
I'm going to guess who had the previous record, consecutive completions.
I don't know. That wasn't flashing on my... I was watching the NFL Network.
I'd look that up because I think that's interesting.
Okay.
Who would have had the previous record for completions? I'm going to say it might be Drew Brees. That's what I'm going to say, because I'm a nerd like this. That's my guess. My other guess would be Marino had a bunch of crazy numbers, but maybe not that one.
Man, I'm slow punching this thing.
Try to use both hands. Did you ever take typing class?
Listen, I've got in this room we're in, this damn poker table.
Stupid.
If I move,
it's the dumbest setup.
It's the dumbest setup
it really
ever.
Amateurish.
Okay, Phillip Rivers
is tied with Nick Foles, and then after that
Nick
is
Foles.
Ryan Tannehill.
Ryan Tannehill.
Oh my!
And then Marcus Mariota. Gee whiz!
Wow, I'd lose money on that.
Single game.
All of a
Phillip
sudden,
Rivers
all of a sudden
Foles.
That record has just lost its luster. T3 Monahan tweets, got to agree with Ward about Josh Allen. You could argue Adrian Peterson, the Vikings in 2012, talking about the team that relied most on one player. But you have to go back to Barry Sanders for the Lions in the 90s for a team that leans on one player like the Bills do. Yeah, I mean, Barry Sanders was all they had. Well, they had Calvin Johnson. The Lions.
For all those years.
Yes.
I thought you meant at the same time as Barry Sanders.
No.
I was like, what?
Okay, T3 Monahan also tweets, it took four lighters to get the fire going. Sounds like this guy had some natural fire-retarded penis.
Oh. Hmm.
Okay. Here's a joke. Great balls of fire.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
Is that better than Kyle's? I don't think so. Kyle wins the one-line joke of the day.
What movie did they sing? Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
Top Gun.
You're exactly right. Who sang it?
Meg Ryan before her new head.
Yes. And Goose. And Maverick. Yeah.
And, of course, the lovely one. Kelly McGillis.
Who's playing for the other team. Yes.
The fact that she's lesbian is not the reason why she's not hired back.
She's older.
She's fat.
Oh, Jeff, don't be cruel.
No, that's why she's not hired
don't
back.
Don't be cruel.
No, wasn't lesbian then?
No, I don't think she was out of the closet. What's your name, Kelly? What?
McGillis. What do you mean? She didn't get a callback because everybody that was somebody.
Oosh.
In the previous.
Ay. I don't think she would have gotten a callback.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. You knew they got, though. They got the beautiful Jennifer Connelly to play.
Right.
The love interest.
Well, yeah, you had to look like. You couldn't be hideous like she is.
Oh, come on, man.
What?
She's aging naturally. Obviously, she's not been introduced to GLPs.
That's what I'm saying.
Boy, she was beautiful in that Top Gun 20.
Are you sure about that? I don't know.
Here she is.
A little frumpy.
At that, 26 years ago? No, are you kidding me?
But that your allegation that she was discriminated against because she's lesbian, I don't believe is accurate.
No. I think you're exactly right.
That's why she didn't get the job again.
I was making the comment.
Or even a job.
There's nothing wrong with being a lesbian or a homosexual. Don't get to each his own.
You say that down the hall?
I do. I do, and I get blasted for it.
Sure.
You ungodly beast! No,
you're getting up like the Pettis guy.
I just feel like she had aged out of that role.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they couldn't have her back as his love interest, but they could have given her something. Everybody got a role.
Well, Tom Cruise is old, but he looks.
Well, I know that, but I mean,
he got that filter on his face too all the time.
Is that right?
Oh yeah, they got the just like they had for Diane Sawyer.
Really?
Give me that filter. Yeah.
Huh. I did not know that.
I made that up. I don't.
I was going to believe you. You're supposed to be in the business, but they could have Everyone got, obviously Val Kilmer had the famous cameo, but the word is that they were trying to give everybody a chance to come back and not her. Why couldn't she have been, I don't know, she could have like been a mechanic or something. She could have been worked at the bar.
Yeah, she could have.
Give her something.
Yeah.
Did she not earn it?
And you makeup does
just because
things.
She's lesbian, you're keeping her out of the movie.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that she is just, she aged out of her. She's almost 70 years old. Well,
okay.
I know that. The guy that's still flying a jet airplane is not going to, I don't think so.
No, I know that. We got that. She's hideous. But
she's not hideous.
But to me, the disrespect is she didn't even get a gig at all.
They didn't get a call.
I mean, the point of the movie was that you get to have these cameos of famous people from the previous.
Where would she have been, though?
What's his name? Ed Harris is back.
Would it be in a nun?
He's 100 years old.
Oh, he's a fine actor, that Ed Harris.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he had a cameo.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, they should have thrown her a little
bone. I'm defending the woman and saying you couldn't. I bet her agent said, you mean everybody else gets to come back for something and she doesn't?
She could have been like a diplomat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she could have swept the floors or something.
No, she didn't sweep the floors. Come on, man. She could have been a diplomat.
She could have been a mechanic on the plane. Remember that supersonic jet? They had a bunch of people around there. She could have worked on that.
No.
Give her some overalls.
She was within the teaching of these Top Guns. Remember that? She was a Top Gun expert.
Right. But bring her back. Okay, you want to bring her back as the expert again?
She was a flight instructor.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll let her, sit by a computer or something. Just something.
I know. Think they should have been poor. Val Kilmer, God love him, his last role. He was sick when they shot it and everything.
Ed Harris is back. He's 100. The other dude that was on, what was the guy who says, And the first one who says, I can't believe I have to say this. I have to give you your shot. The dude in the sweaty guy from the first one. The captain on the ship.
I don't remember him.
I mean, he may be dead, too. But everybody got a job back.
Right, we got to take a break.
Except her. It's
discrimination, it was, because aging and portliness got her. Yeah.
Well, you say it's because she's lesbian.
No. I just made the point in my opening statement. Life has really changed for Kelly McGillis.
She was lesbian when they first made the movie.
No, I don't believe she was. I don't believe she'd... Here, would you like me to Google when she came out of the closet?
Yeah.
It makes me no difference at all. You know what I mean?
I told you she could wear some overalls and work on a plane.
Gee whiz. Back with more, 1027 ESPN.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 1027 ESPN.